Anyone who harbors arrogance, a self, cannot receive the true teachings of the Buddha. What is purity? Purity is apart from defilement. Defilement is the greed, hatred, and ignorance present in our minds. Cultivation is cleansing these impurities from our hearts. Cultivation is not something unusual. It is part of our everyday life. Whenever we recognize and correct our faults, we are cultivating. How do we know when our cultivation has improved? The time comes when we begin to understand the sutras more deeply. When we can read between the lines and realize the true meaning of the Buddha's teachings. This is when our cultivation has improved. What goes around comes around. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. If we want world peace for ourselves and future generations, we should refrain from evil acts and cultivate kindness. To be mindful of the Buddha is to dwell in true wisdom. The ultimate goal to which all methods of cultivation lead is the complete, pure, and non-discriminating mind. It is our original nature, our Buddha nature. Success is reached only after overcoming great obstacles. The Buddha's teachings should be introduced as an education, not a religion. Using spiritual penetrations and psychic abilities to attract people to believe in Buddhism is not the proper teaching, and only serves to mislead others. We should not be afraid to see our faults and mistakes, because only then can they be corrected. People who fail to see their own mistakes will not be able to change for the better. A student of the Buddha does not just read Buddhist texts. He, she, studies them to reach a deeper understanding of life and the universe, and puts the teachings into practice in everyday life. Seeing another's fault is the greatest fault in itself. In putting the teachings into practice, the first thing we should cultivate is the pure heart. The pure heart is a mind without discrimination or attachments. We must also develop proper understanding by listening to explanations of the Buddha's teachings. We should treat all people with respect and sincerity. We must be responsible for our actions and careful when handling others' property. Be conservative with speech and actions to avoid harming others. Listen more, speak less. Filial piety and respect are the roots of good conduct. Be considerate and kind in your speech. To put down another person is only proving your own arrogance and lack of self-confidence to others. The root of people's sufferings and sicknesses is discrimination and attachment to unrealistic things. The Buddha's teachings tell us how to detach ourselves and not to discriminate. If we listen and practice according to the teachings, we will be at great ease in this world of confusion. The difference between the success and failure of cultivation lies in your learning attitude. Be humble, sincere, and respectful. Do not think you're on top of everything. To often criticize is not a good matter. We should try to see the good points in others. Practicing virtue is to keep a kind heart, speak kind words, and do kind acts to benefit others. We should cultivate a sincere heart, a pure heart, a serene heart, and a great, compassionate heart. At a place of proper cultivation, the teacher guides the way and fellow students support each other along the way. We should cherish both equally. We must rely upon fellow cultivators to correct our faults. If we cannot accept criticism from others, we will never reach attainment in our cultivation. Learn to use time wisely. When dealing with people and matters, be clear of what you are going to do from beginning to end. Do not waste time dawdling around. If time is used wisely, there will be plenty of time left to practice diligence. When we live together at a place of proper cultivation, we must be mutually respectful as well as harmonious. The Buddha helps those who have affinity with him. The question of affinity rests in whether the person accepts the teachings or not. The Buddha's compassion and teachings extend over all living beings, just as the sun shines evenly over the great earth. Those who hide in the shade cannot receive the benefits of the sunshine, just as those who cover themselves in ignorance cannot benefit from the Buddha's teachings. We should truly believe there is heaven and hell. If we practice kind deeds, our future will be in heaven. If we commit evil acts, our future will be in hell. Do not be jealous of others. You only harm yourself in the process. Wisdom is a must if we truly wish to propagate the teachings and benefit living beings. Do not use emotions when helping others. Use wisdom and be reasonable. If we use emotions when dealing with people and matters, it often makes a good thing go bad. A wise mind is like a mirror, reflecting and perceiving everything clearly without distortion. A student of the Buddha should strictly abide by the laws of the nation, of society, the moral codes, and discipline himself, herself, in the teachings of the Buddha. As our teacher, the Buddha himself took care of the old and sick, and was mindful and ever ready to help all beings in need. The Buddha's conduct showed unconditional compassion, setting a great example for us to follow. Life is short and fragile. Why not cultivate kindness instead of committing acts which cause harm to living beings? We should constantly be mindful of the people worried by afflictions and bring forth the heart to help them. Learn to tie good affinities with others and always be friendly. To help others is to help yourself. To respect others is to respect yourself. People who deceive others may someday still feel remorseful and can be saved from hell. But those who deceive themselves have no way of escaping at all. If people would sincerely accrue virtues and practice kind deeds, disasters and calamities could either be reduced or eliminated, depending upon the degree of sincerity and kind deeds practiced. The key to success is diligence. The different methods practiced by the Buddha come from the different needs of living beings. The methods spring forth naturally from the pure, unwavering heart of the Buddha without the slightest difficulty. The Pure Land method of cultivation is the most difficult to believe and the easiest to practice. A cultivator can be compared to a worm eating its way out of a bamboo tree. When he practices other cultivation methods, he is like a worm eating his way up, taking a long time with tedious effort. If he practices the Pure Land method, it is like he is eating his way sideways through the bamboo. He will attain liberation in a short time with lighter effort. Initially, the Buddha teaches us how to be a good person, and ultimately, a completely understanding being just like the Buddha. True virtue and proper conduct are necessary factors in cultivation. If one cannot practice what one preaches, then regardless of how much one knows, they all become useless at the end of his life. Peace of the world is based on peace in the family. Our goal in studying Buddhism and cultivation is to attain complete understanding of life and the universe. When helping others, we should think about benefiting the entire society or even the world instead of limiting our help to just the ones we love. Expanding the boundaries of our care for others makes our lives more meaningful, full of freedom and happiness. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas treat all living beings as they treat themselves. Unlike us, they do not discriminate between themselves and others. Their compassion is equal, and they do not ask anything in return for their services. Disasters appear according to people's thoughts. If we want to turn the tide of destiny, we must first turn our thoughts toward kindness and compassion. We should be vegetarian, refrain from killing, and constantly be mindful of the Buddha's teachings. Worries arise from the mind. You are wise if you do not let things worry you. Nothing and no one can make you worry without your permission. Accord with the people around you. Do not let your personality get in the way of your relationships with other people. Do not worry yourself with worldly matters. Not only should we be modest when reciting the Buddha's name, we should be modest when doing anything. Our hearts find peace when we understand the law of cause and effect. What goes around comes around. We would cease to blame others for our own misfortunes because we would be aware of the fact that we brought it upon ourselves. When our heart is at peace, we develop concentration, and with concentration, wisdom comes forth. Wisdom is the key to changing our lives for the better, because only with wisdom can we see true reality. If we wish to bring peace to the world, we must start by changing our evil ways. World peace stems from inner peace. The ancients often taught of the way to reach attainment through a vase analogy. A conceited cultivator is like a vase filled to the rim with stagnant water, unable to receive a drop of the true teachings. A cultivator who still holds his own stubborn viewpoints is like an unwashed vase. Any true teachings given to him would instantly become defiled. A cultivator who accepts the teachings but does not put them into practice is like a vase with a hole in the bottom. Everything it receives just leaks right back out again. We should not be like the cultivators above, but should accept the teachings with a pure, humble heart and truly put them into practice. Only through this way are we really worth the teachings we hold. We must cleanse ourselves of greed, hatred, and ignorance. These three poisons are the root behind all our sufferings. True love is undiscriminating, unattaching, and unconditional. We should share this love with all beings. This is called compassion. Living the Buddha's teachings is to fill our lives with utmost wisdom and happiness. In Christianity, faith in God is foremost. In Buddhism, faith in oneself is foremost. We must learn to let go and not be too stubborn with our viewpoints. If this goal can be achieved, then we will be at great ease and live a happy, fulfilling life. Sufferings arise due to our unawareness and misunderstandings of ourselves and our environment. Buddhism is a teaching of wisdom. We should be conservative in what we use and be content with what we have. Everybody is somebody we can learn from. When we see the virtues of others, we should adopt them as our own. When we see the wrongs of others, we should reflect upon ourselves for the same faults. Buddhism is a teaching which shows us how to live a happy, fulfilling, and content life. The purpose of the Buddha's teachings is to eradicate superstition and clear up people's misunderstandings about life. Are you aware of the fact that our lives are getting shorter by the second? Our goal of cultivation is to attain true happiness. True happiness is undiminishing happiness, withstanding the test of time and conditions. Love can turn into hate. You may dislike something you adored yesterday. We should see things with eyes of equality and not let our emotions control our lives. treat people sincerely. We should mean what we say and truly be sincere from the bottom of our hearts. For the health of our body, we should keep it moving. In taking care of our mind, we should keep it at peace. Exercise and peace of mind are the key to living a fulfilling life. We must be in control of our body and mind and not let them hinder our ability to enjoy life. Wise people do not harbor feelings of gain or loss. In this way, they often dwell in the joy of possessing great peace of mind. When we encounter a person or a situation we do not like, it is the perfect opportunity for us to practice patience and to cultivate a pure and compassionate heart. If we learn to forgive, we will dwell in peace of mind. We must be open-minded to be a good student of the Buddha. We should show our gratitude to those who have shown us kindness, such as parents, teachers, and even society. Everyone in society is interdependent and interrelated. We should practice good deeds to repay them. Regardless of what we do, we should not give rise to anger. Wisdom springs from purity of mind. Our hearts must be like still water in a pond. Only then can we reflect the teachings properly. The Buddha is constantly teaching. We cannot hear it because our mind is not still. We should soothe our mind by clearing it of scattered thoughts. True cultivation is reciting Amitabha's name in modesty. How many people recognize the kindness shown by their parents? Usually, people do not realize this until they themselves become parents or lose their parents. We should show our gratitude through practicing filial piety by being responsible, considerate, and obedient to our parents. We should not recite the sutra for the sake of reciting it. We must understand the meaning, put it into practice, and experience the truth. We truly benefit from the Buddha's teachings when they are practiced in everyday life. In Buddhism, love is based on wisdom. This is called compassion. To be a poor, content, and happy person is better than being one who is rich, worried, and afflicted with greed. Wise people do not just see matters from the surface. They contemplate them thoroughly and see to the truth. A genuine heart is one without discriminations or attachments. The point of practicing giving and charity is to forsake greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance. Everything in the Buddha's teachings can be used in everyday life. We should strive to live the teachings and to attain true happiness. What is taking refuge? Taking refuge means to return and rely. From where do we return from, and to what do we rely upon? When we take refuge in the Buddha, we are returning from our deluded state of mind and relying upon an awakened, understanding mind. When we take refuge in the Dharma, we are returning from deviant views and relying upon proper views and understanding. When we take refuge in the Sangha, we are returning from pollution and disharmony and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. Taking refuge in the Triple Jewels restores the complete wisdom and abilities of our self-nature. We will attain purity, equality, honesty, contentment, compassion, and overall true happiness. The Buddha Jewel. Buddha is a Sanskrit word meaning awareness and understanding. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we vow to return from blind faith and delusion and to rely upon understanding and awareness as a way of life. We are not relying upon the statues or Buddha images, but rather the spirit of understanding and awareness they represent. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we learn to rely upon Amitabha Buddha's lessons on wisdom and compassion. Amitabha stands for infinite light and infinite life. When we follow his teachings, we will attain wisdom, happiness, and longevity. This is taking refuge in the Buddha. The Dharma Jewel. Dharma means right understanding and views. Delusion has obstructed us from seeing the true face of people and the reality behind matters and objects. This has caused us to look at life and the universe in a distorted and deviant way. When delusion is cleared and our minds are pure to an extent, we give rise to wisdom. With wisdom, we are able to see all people and matters completely and clearly. When our hearts are pure, we can see the past, present, and future. Only when we have clearly seen the whole can our viewpoint and understanding be considered right. The Buddha's mind is pure without the slightest pollution and therefore sees everything clearly and entirely. We can rely upon the sutras, the recorded teachings of the Buddha, because they speak entirely of the truths the Buddha has seen. They teach and show us the way to attain purity of mind, to see life and the universe most clearly, and to become just like the Buddhas. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the six teachings of the Pure Land as guidelines for practice. 1. The Infinite Life Sutra. 2. The Amitabha Sutra. 3. The Visualization Sutra. 4. The Chapter of Universal Worthy Bodhisattvas Conduct and Vows. 5. The Chapter on the Foremost Attainment of Great Strength Bodhisattva through Buddha Recitation. And 6. Vasubandhu Bodhisattva's Report on the Way to Reaching the Pure Land. This is taking refuge in the Dharma. The Sangha Jewel. Sangha means purity and harmony. Today's world is full of pollution. Pollution of mind, spirit, views, and body. Even the earth and atmosphere are hazardly polluted. The Buddha taught, quote, "The environment changes according to our state of mind." End quote. We should return from all these pollutions and rely upon purity of mind. Purity of mind is the key to saving our earth. There is also great disharmony in our world today, among spouses, families, friends, societies, and countries, which has brought us much suffering and many disasters. The Buddha taught us to rely upon the six principles of living in harmony to establish harmonious relationships between ourselves and others. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the choice of wisdom and compassion as our way of treating others and dealing with affairs. Great Strength Bodhisattva represents wisdom. His choice of the Buddha recitation method of practice is wisdom in its highest form. Guan Yin Bodhisattva represents compassion. When we help introduce the Pure Land teachings to others, we are practicing the complete compassion of Guan Yin Bodhisattva. This is taking refuge in the Sangha. The Three Refuges. To the Buddha, I return and rely, returning from delusions and relying upon awareness and understanding. To the Dharma, I return and rely, returning from erroneous views and relying upon proper views and understanding. To the Sangha, I return and rely, returning from pollutions and disharmony and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony.